Blog Talk Radio.
You are fake news.
That's right. Y'all heard it coming from Presidente Trump. Fake news, man. Fake news. Now, if you're just joining the show, I was just telling the audience how I tried to do something different by plugging straight into the server, but I don't know what just happened. People were saying I'm blurry. YouTube, Facebook brother said I'm cool, but YouTube said I was blurry. So I unplugged directly from the server. So let's see what happens, y'all. We just going to have to play it by ear, y'all. Got to play it by ear. All right. So welcome to the show. If this is your first time joining my show. I have very few rules, okay? Meaning just don't, you know, get on here, you know, dropping a whole bunch of filth, farm filth, because it's not that I can't take it. I'm built for tough. It's just that YouTube would definitely try to act a fool. So one of my moderators will probably block you. If you call in with the number behind you and you want to speak to me, press 1. That's how you do that. And if you are able to speak with me, don't come in with the filth, farm filth. That's all I ask. And other than that, enjoy yourself. Have a good time. Now, I see we already got 2 calls. So let's go ahead and take these 2 calls because we got a lot to get to tonight. So let's see what's happening on the telephone. Mr. Telephone Man. All right, let's see who we got. Caller, you're live on the air with Kevin from Kevin's Corner. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, what's up, Kev? It's Ryan. How's it going?
My man almost choked on that tea. What's happening, Ryan? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Kev, man. I can't complain. Working a lot of hours, man. I got my regular, getting my 40 plus, I think the last check, I got like 51 hours of overtime, you know, because nobody wants to work. But it's okay. I earned myself a promotion. I start my new management position Saturday, and everything's looking up, man. We got a red state here. We got a good governor, good lieutenant governor, good attorney general, and we're doing our thing. Well, at least us normal-minded conservative people are doing our thing in Virginia. Can't say the same for everybody else, but. I think, like I told you before, man, I think it's just hard for me. Like, I just got to deal, you know, got to sift through all the crap and all the bull. Like, people, yeah. when you can't even really say something sometimes, because when you're confronted with facts, people don't want, you know, people don't want to listen to facts. And it's just like, you know, you don't get a lot of people like you, and, you know, out there telling the truth. And when I've showed you to some of my friends, and they say, "Well, he's just a talking point for Trump. He's just a talking point for such and such." And I'm like, "Okay, how is he a talking point? How is he? He's just a token black guy. How is he a token black guy? Can you explain that to me? I mean, how is he a token? Who's paying him?" So I mean, it's just like I don't understand where a lot of it comes from. It really frustrates me, but, you know, you got to deal with it. You got to wear a mask, you got to wear a face diaper for 12 hours a day at work. That just gets on my nerves.
Well, first of all, I want to say thank God for you getting your promotion. I feel like Fred Hammond, blessed. But
yes,
secondly,
sir,
you kind of got to wear some people like a loose garment, you know, where, you know, in the Bible, when it talks about that, you know, something you can just drop off and keep it moving. You know, something like a shawl. You know, it's like, yo, I don't need this. I'm just wearing it for fashion. At any second, I can drop it and keep it moving. So, you know, when you're dealing with a lot of folks, there are those folks that no matter what you do, no matter what you show them, what you tell them, they're going to justify being stupid in their brain. And it's sad to say that. Even some of my friends, when I first started doing this, they weren't my friends, but there were people on the internet that would ask me, you know, how much are you getting paid? Do Trump pay you? And I'm thinking, you know what? That's the dumbest thing that anybody could even suggest. But to them, they have to make sense of it because they can't understand. Once you buy into the propaganda that deeply, it's hard for you to understand somebody who doesn't fit your stereotypical white nationalist or racist or whatever could have a different opinion, could actually support the person that you have fully committed, believing that that person is a white nationalist, Nazi, racist, whatever. And instead of listening to someone like myself for a second to say, well, wait a minute, let's see what's really going on in this man's brain, oftentimes people will shut down immediately. Those are the folks you just got to take it and keep it moving, man. So
yeah,
you're going to run into that. But I look at it like this. I keep doing this, and, you know, of course we know everyone won't just say, wow, that makes sense. But if you can make an impact or change several people's views throughout your journey, hey, you know, I mean, I'm happy with that. So I touch the lives that I can touch, and then the other ones, I keep it moving, man. Let them roll right off the back and keep it going. So I appreciate, man, you holding it down up there. And like I said, now I might have to make a trip up there. Yeah, y'all got a real governor, a real lieutenant governor. I might have to just come and visit, my friend. So
they're trying to fight him, though. They're trying to fight him on those mask mandates. He tried to give the parents the choice, but they're trying to fight him. But I don't think youngkins are going to back down, though. So we'll see.
And that's good. I hope he doesn't. And, you know, it's amazing to me that people will fight the governor to pretty much wrap your kid's face up. I mean, what are you doing? If I'm a parent, why would I even fight for that? Especially, that comes down to just completely being misinformed, not understanding the very, very, very small, minute chance of your kid catching, you know what, or even dying from it. So I think with all the propaganda, a lot of people have bought into it to the degree where it's compromised their logic, man. And if they're not getting any other information except for a heavy diet or the fake news, you'll get parents out there that feel the need to wrap their kid's face up instead of letting their kid develop properly. I mean, can you imagine being in kindergarten? By now, it's been almost 2 years. So that means that people who started in kindergarten, they probably ain't even really seen some of the faces of their peers. That right there compromises development, in my opinion. But it is what it is, man. You just can't make sense out of nonsense. You know my statement. So anyway. Hey, man. Thanks for calling. Yep. God bless you too, brother. Take care. All right, guys. We got two more calls. Woo-woo. With the line is hot, man. I got the hotline tonight. Let's see who this is. Caller, you're live on the air with Kevin and Kevin's Corner. Who am I speaking with?
Hello?
Yeah, this is Kevin from Kevin's Corner. Who am I speaking with?
My name's Norm. I want to speak with the professor.
The professor?
Kevin.
Yep, that's me.
Yep.
I'll take
I'm a long time. Yeah, absolutely. I'm a long time listener. Months ago, I was calling and I just could never get through. I'm a licensed massage therapist and craniosacral therapist. I'm up in upstate New York, which means I'm in pretty much Bubblehead Central.
And how?
Yeah. I'm in actually Latham, which is about 15 minutes from Albany, and Albany is actually the capital of New York State. Not a lot of people know that. Most people would assume it's New York City, but it's actually Albany. And everybody assumes it's New York City because that would make the most amount of sense, but it's actually Albany. And Albany is pretty much Sin City, to be perfectly honest with you.
Okay.
One of the things I've always, you know, I've done quite a bit of traveling, and one of the things that I always look at is the roads. If you look at road systems, and it pretty much lets you know what the state's all about. And I would like consider Albany to be like pothole city, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
you don't want to drive nice rims in downtown Albany. It's just it doesn't work out. They won't last very long. I thought it was funny. About maybe like 6 months ago, I just was writing on the comments, and I had said that I was from upstate New York, and you had you made a comment about Frank Sinatra and about stretching, and that was I didn't understand. Yeah, it was interesting. I don't know if you remember that, but I'm all about stretching. I work with pro athletes. I work with yoga instructors, Pilates instructors, chainsaw carvers, and regular clients. And I'm all about stretching. And I just thought it was interesting because I didn't know how you made the connection, but I was like, oh, I must have been giving off like stretching energy vibes. So it was just interesting that you had mentioned that. So I just wanted to say thank you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've been watching you since the beginning of 2019, and that's when I was red pilled, when they went after Paul Joseph Watson.
Uh-huh.
And that's when I was red pilled when they banned him. And I was a professional DJ in Albany from 1996 to 2001, and it's hilarious when I hear when you're talking about some of the DJ Funk tracks, DJ Dion, DJ Sluggo.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right.
So I also thought it was interesting that you listen to a lot of different styles of music. There's a lot of diversity in the music you listen to. So I think that represents diversity of thought as well. You know, like diversity of music equals diversity of thought.
Uh-huh. That is true.
Yeah. Go for it. Yeah.
No. One, I wanted to make sure I addressed that backstory about me stretching to Frank Sinatra. What it is, first of all, you said you're a licensed therapist, correct?
Yeah, I'm a licensed massage therapist and a craniosacral therapist. So I do a lot of different techniques. Mm-hmm. I'm a Swedish massage, shiatsu, MMT, neuromuscular therapy, craniosacral therapy. Yep.
Okay. Well, first of all, I hope there's still some hope for an old guy like me to get limber again. You know, I want to get back to my high school ability of stretching, which I may not get there, but I'm working on it. But secondly, that story came from, we had a very meticulous gym teacher in high school. And she wasn't like your normal gym teacher who just stick you in there and tell you to go and play basketball or just do whatever. She actually made us commit to learning rules of the game and the details and all of that stuff. And every single day she would come in, she would make us stretch to Frank Sinatra, start spreading the news, you know, New York, New York. And so even
that's the connection. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. So, I just was like, it was just such a –
Right.
It threw me, but I was like, God, I mean, I'm like the stretching guru. I was like, I must have been giving off like stretching, like energy for you to pick up on that. But I just couldn't fully understand that. I always was curious. It just always stuck with me. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, to give you an idea, I'm 45 years old and I'm actually more flexible than the yoga and Pilates instructors that I work on in their 20s. And they're pretty much wasted. Yeah. It only takes about 6 minutes a day of technical advanced stretching. It really comes down to you have your dogs, and if you watch your dogs, they're probably stretching about 15 times a day, but they're doing very quick bursts of stretching. They're only stretching for about 2 to 3 seconds. And the reason why is because millions of years of evolution and form follows function. So that technically is much more sound than someone holding fixed positions for any length of time. So that's why they only stretch for a couple seconds. And if I ask the yoga and Pilates instructors, why are you guys holding poses? They just say that this is the way we've been taught and it's just all backwards. So all the techniques that I teach my clients for free, I show them advanced stretches that you only do for approximately 17 to 20 seconds. And you just do it once in the morning and once at night, and that's it. And that's all it takes. And so you could become more flexible now, between now and age 70 or 80, than you were in your 20s. I could give you the information for free. I'd be more than happy to. Yeah.
Or do you follow me on Facebook?
I do. I try to stay off Facebook, other than I'm a professional chainsaw carver. I've actually had to reinvent myself 3 times over because I've lost maybe like 9 out of 10 clients because they're afraid to go to the grocery store. They're not seeing other therapists. They're just, you know, they're bubbleheads. You know, they're just cowards. They don't want to. Yeah. I've had like, you know, 2 times this week, I've been at the grocery store and I've had a mask over my face, but not over my nose. And I've had people try to tell me to wear the mask. And, you know, I'm a big guy. I'm 6'2", and, you know, I'm over 250 pounds. And I have a little bit of a temper. So it's probably not the best idea to ask me to, you know, put my mask on.
Not at all. Well, hey, tell you what, though,
I try to be as nice as I can, but you know when they're like, put your mask on, I'm just like, don't make me choke slam you.
That's right. Yeah, see, that man thinks we got the same mentality. Do me a favor, Norm. Hey, shoot me an inbox even if you're not that active.
Absolutely.
Facebook. Yeah, shoot me an inbox.
Absolutely. I sell my car. I do a professional chainsaw carving now because, like I said, I've had to reinvent myself and I use Facebook simply just for like Facebook Marketplace and I just wanted to say, I don't want to keep you too long, but just wanted to say, like, I feel like there's like Jedis of the First Order would be like Milton Friedman, like Thomas Sowell, Victor Davis Hanson, Mark Levine, Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, New Green. And I just wanted to say, you know, someone like yourself, like Branham Tatum, like ABO, you guys are like the Jedis of the Second Order. Like, you guys are going to take over.
That's what I'm talking about.
If that makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense. Love it, man. Hey, Norm, thanks for the call, brother. We'll talk real soon.
I definitely will send you that message on Facebook. Absolutely.
Okay.
Thanks, Professor.
All right.
Have a great night. Have a great show.
Y'all hear my man, Norm? First of all, I'm honored that he would refer to me as Professor. Secondly, I love Star Wars, man. That's right. Learn, you will. That's right, y'all. Yeah, I might not be Yoda yet, but I love myself some Yoda. Uh-huh. So thanks for the call. He's coming in from New York. We know it's a lot going on. And did y'all hear that? If y'all out there, y'all better be doing some stretching every blue moon. Keep the back loose. Mm-hmm. Even if it ain't nothing but a few seconds. That's what I'm talking about. See, we can draw from all people who got so many backgrounds and knowledge. Now, we got one more call before we get into the show tonight. Let's see who we're talking to right here. Caller, you are live with Kevin from Kevin's Corner, area code 3239. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Kevin. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Kevin.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Kevin. I can hear you. This is your caller from Germany. Hi.
What?
Hi, my dear Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I know you have. Yes, I'm calling you from Florida. I'm now in Florida. Yes.
What?
And that's why you haven't heard from me in a very long time.
It has been. I'm so happy.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I hope you're keeping well, Kevin.
I'm doing wonderful. I can't even complain.
Yes.
It's not my style.
Firstly, let me apologize that you haven't heard from me. And that's because, you know, there's a proverb that says that you have to be wise like a serpent and calm as a dove.
That's right.
I was already working on my immigration to move to the United States.
Uh-huh.
So I couldn't be public on YouTube because of my views. Otherwise, I may get denied to come into the States.
That's right.
I had to be calm until I get my papers right. So
uh-huh.
I can just tell you now that I've legally migrated to the United States, and I live in the great free state of Florida. And I really look forward to doing great stuff in this country, because I think the Lord has made it happen for me.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's time to stand for the nation. It's time to save the nation. And I know that our voices are being heard, and God is looking for more righteous people to stand in gap for the nation.
That's right.
I know that 2022 and beyond, there's many to come for this great nation. And I'm glad that I can be a vessel in the hand of God to be able to pray and stand and intercede for this nation.
I'm so happy.
Yes, so many things have happened. I'd
uh-huh.
really love to call in on so many times, but, you know, paperwork, work at the same time, and trying to be smart so that I don't get into trouble with the government before I move in here, you know. But everything is fine at the moment. And I just want to encourage all the viewers and all Americans, don't lose hope. And just have it in mind that this is post-COVID. COVID is over. The governments of the world are just trying their best to keep us in COVID mode, but we have moved out of COVID. This is post-COVID. COVID is playing in their head, but no more in our heads, because in the realm of the spirit, we've won over. We've dominated them. We are ahead of them. And we just need to keep calm. We just need to make sure that we are always in the spirit, because the more we win, the more they gather. It's not over. The battle is still there. But one thing is for sure, if God is for us, no one can be against us. And I will use this opportunity to encourage all people who believe in Jesus. Do not be afraid to run for office. Because before the church raptures, we are getting to the end of the church age, but before the church raptures, we must take over the nation. Our voices must be heard. We must go to Congress. We must make the laws. We're not going to live in fear. We're not going to live. We're not going to be dominated by these people. We're not going to be put under the rugs. Don't be afraid. The spirit and the ability, the courage to win has been given to us by God. So do not be afraid. If you have the desire to run for office, go and do it. Know that the Lord God is with you. As long as you're going to push the policies of God, that will bring the nation back to righteousness. God is with you because believers like us have been praying for years. And we know the Bible says when the cloud be full, they empty themselves. The cloud is already full of our prayers. It's time for the cloud to empty itself. And now it's time for us to begin to see results in the nation. So people should not be afraid. Many things are going to happen. Because it's normal. This is the end of, again, to the end of the church age. You know, if you see the gift that Mexico gave to the United Nations, which is the unveiling of a beast. I don't know if you've seen it. It's exactly the description in the book of Revelation 13, verse 2. Exactly how that image looks like. It's there. Yeah. It's like a leopard. His feet like a bear and his mouth like a lion. Exactly what there is what is in the United Nations. It was Mexico that gave it to the UN as a gift. And that's the beast in Revelation 13. So we're really living at the end of the church. Do not live it in fear. You live it in victory. You live it knowing that we have overcome them because the light of God is going to overcome all this darkness. And the truth of the fact is that we all know that Biden administration is not under the light of God. Yeah. First and foremost, when Biden was sworn into power, he has a big book. That didn't look like a Bible to me. I don't know if it looked like a Bible to you, but it didn't look like a Bible to me. We saw the vice president put her wallet on top of her Bible, which means she didn't swear with her Bible. And Pelosi, they opened the congressional year in the name of Buddha, Brahma, the two-faced Indian god, but not in the name of Jesus or Abraham, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So this administration is not being led by God. So nothing of light will come out of this administration.
Right.
The Biden
right.
administration is a demonic one. And you can see all the signs are there. So, but do not be afraid. Do not be worried. Out of darkness came out light. And out
That's
of this darkness, the light will come. And the nation that was once great, but is crying, will be great again. If only the righteous will stand in gap and continue to pray and continue to stand, that the will of God will continue to hold America until the church goes away. When the church is away, they can do what they want. But the people should not be afraid. They should stand tall. Don't be afraid to air your views. It doesn't matter what people say. What matters is that you speak with the fire of God. You speak with the fear of God. And you know the truth, and the truth will always set you free. So, Kevin, you keep doing what you're doing. Just know that you are not alone. There are many people behind you who pray for you. Your program is very good. A lot of my friends in Germany do watch you. And they don't call in, but I have the opportunity to call in because of the contract I have on my phone while I was back in Germany. You know, so everyone should just stay hopeful. We see many things going on. Europe is becoming very totalitarian. I left just at the right time. Things became crazy in Germany without a vaccine passport. I couldn't go on the train. I couldn't take the buses. You couldn't go shopping. This was what was happening in Germany. The only thing that was open to us was the place where we could buy food. Everything, you could not go anywhere. This is already happening before I left Germany. So for me, I left at the right time. At the right time. And no matter how bad America is, be grateful for the Constitution. That no matter how dark it is, there's still people who fight for your freedoms. And this is the difference between Europe and this place.
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying? So just keep the fire of God burning in your heart. Tell your viewers, don't lose hope. Great things are coming in 2022 and beyond, and we can just do the best, fight for the nation, and make the best out of everything.
Thank you so much. Always
you're welcome, Kevin.
And I welcome you to the United States. Man, I would trade about a million of our knuckleheads over here for one person like yourself. You are a blessing to the United States, so welcome. And please call anytime. So you know I always appreciate your call. So please stay in touch. Love you. God bless you.
Oh, yes. You're welcome, Kevin. Have a nice evening, too.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
So did y'all hear that, y'all? We got us a real citizen in the United States. She didn't sneak through no border. Yeah, that's right. She didn't come in the dark of night. She wasn't up to no shenanigans. She came the right way. And she came here because she loves our country. She understands our country is blessed, even though we got some mess going on over here in this country right now. We blessed in spite of this mess. And so another powerful citizen and another wonderful Christian has entered the United States, and we'll be praying for her as well as I know she'll be praying for us. Now, with that being said, y'all, let's get it. They were all awesome. I appreciate the support and all that good stuff. But y'all, listen to this. There's a rumor going around out there about somebody who worked for that Raggedy Network.
It's now to report involving our network. CNN President Jeff Zucker has just resigned after disclosing a consensual relationship with a college. Jeff has led our company, led CNN for the last 9 years. Joining now, CNN Chief Media Correspondent, host of Reliable Sources, Brian Stelter. Brian, what more do you have?
As you said, Kate, Zucker's been a larger-than-life figure at this news organization for nearly a decade, a pioneering figure, and now his resignation is stunning in this newsroom and the news industry. Now, let me read you his memo in full and then put it into context for the viewers. He wrote to staffers a few minutes ago.
Now, I want y'all to understand, this is Brian's go-to guy, okay? That's the dude that was pimping Brian out. Brian should be happy that he left because now he's no longer getting, well, he probably is still getting pimped out, but, you know, because Brian, that's his style, you know. But nonetheless, that was his, you know, his guy because, you know, Brian's his lapdog. So, you know, he's probably upset. He's weeping and wailing, y'all. But let's see what Jeff Snucker has done.
So, quote, as part of the investigation into Chris Cuomo's tenure at CNN, Cuomo, of course, fired last month, Zucker says, I was asked about a consensual relationship with my closest colleague, someone I have worked with for more than 20 years. The relationship evolved in recent years. I was required to disclose it when it began, but I didn't. I was wrong. As a result, I am resigning today.
Burn, baby, burn.
Oh,
y'all hear that ding dong, that witch is ding. Well, in his case, warlock. So, looks like Zucker is out. Looks like Chris Cuomo, I mean, I heard some rumors. I don't know. But, you know, Chris Cuomo, I guess he was, you know, maybe people question whether he has something to do with this. But see, that's the problem. When you have connected yourself to a lot of corruption, a lot of propaganda, a lot of deceit, lies, and all of that stuff. You also have to cover up your personal lifestyle because you're that person out there wagging your finger at everybody and pushing propaganda. So then when your personal lifestyle gets exposed and people aren't going to be as receptive and tolerant and compassionate when they've heard you constantly on, you know, the news pointing at them, telling them what to do, calling them dumb, all of these things. So once you get exposed, there's not a lot of grace. And then when you got other corrupt people firing you or getting rid of you, that's the other problem. See, I think it was David, his right-hand man, was out of control. He had let him know too much of the darkness. And then it got to the point, like, what you going to do to me? I know all of the dirty details. I know all the bodies are buried. You end up creating a bigger problem when you bring in folks and tell them, go out there and prostitute yourself. And then when the heat comes down, you cut them loose and they got all the secrets. They got all the bodies. They like, hey, okay, you cutting me loose? Okay, maybe I should just drop a little birdie out there. So I don't know. I'm not saying that that's it's all about Chris Cuomo. He did that. I have no idea. But I do know Zucker's gone. But see, here's the thing. Even though he's gone, he's not the problem either. It is the network. Whoever owns that network, whoever is really way up at the top of that food chain, this is what's filtering down. So they'll just replace Zucker with some other patsy. All right, but guys, some other stuff is happening. Listen to this black dude. I guess he was on Fox News, and he dropped all kind of knowledge about how he feels about Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. This is deep, y'all. Listen to this, brother.
I donated to Biden, which I did. I supported Kamala Harris from day one, which I did. I even starred in Biden's victory, America the Beautiful. I did more in the 2020 election to work for someone's campaign more than I've ever done in my entire life. And I'm disgusted. I said, a year in, I'm disgusted with them both. I'm disgusted with Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. I have been a consistent Democratic voter for 16 years.
So you telling me this dude got red pill? You telling me this dude right here done woke up from sleeping and slumbering? Now, you would think the Democrats would be keeping record of this. They would be taking notes. They would be saying, oh, wait a minute. How are we doing with our precious black folks and Latinos that we just love so much? What? We're losing? We're losing that vote? Why? Maybe we should send some people out to listen to them. Maybe we should ask them some questions. Maybe we should check in with these precious minorities that so many of them do not support these radical policies that we have, but we don't care. We don't care. We're going to shove them straight down their throats and tell them to like it because we assume that they will be committed to us long as we drop out the threats of racism. But this guy, for some reason, has seen through it. Let's hear more about this.
I voted for Biden thinking that he was the safest choice. Before I started supporting Biden, I was a Kamala Harris supporter. But Biden, I'm furious at. What do I not like?
Now, he's about to drop what he don't like. But see, here's the other issue. This man obviously is an intelligent man. Just like many people that you probably know that ended up voting for Joe Biden. So you always have to ask yourself, how did you overlook all of this stuff prior to voting for him? I mean, you worked in the campaign. Now, I'm glad this man got this revelation. Don't get me wrong. But a person that's that hands-on with politics and working within that organization, you didn't watch any of the clips out there that had Biden talking about, I think if your kid is 9 years old and wants to live his transgender life, then no one should stop him. You didn't hear Biden up there talking about, if you're in prison, no warden should be able to tell you what gender you are. You didn't hear that? All of the folks that got problems with this organization, all of these problems were foreshadowed by us who paid attention. I'm watching my other Facebook page. I don't hear nothing from no one. One of my boys inboxed me the other day. He's like, yo, Kent, man, what's going on up there? I said, you know, same old, same old. I said, you know what I'm not seeing? I'm not seeing all those folks on Facebook supporting the dude who they voted for. And he's like, you're right about that. And what's crazy about this is we told him. He said so many folks down here in Cincinnati is like, oh, my God, what have we done? We told him. All you can do is say, man, I told you. I was trying to be Noah. I was out there, come on in the ark. It's gonna rain. Drip it, drop it, drip, drop, drip, 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 drop, 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 drop. We did it. We tried, man. But they just mocked us, man. Y'all great, man. Blip. Uh-oh. What's that? Blip, blip, blip. Hey. Too late. Door's closed. Let's continue.
About the Biden administration. Well, day one, Biden turned Title VII and Title IX inside out. Oh. If you want to know why you have Leah Thomas, that man swimming in, competing against women in swimming competitions, that's why. Gender identity. If I had known Biden was this much of a genderist, there's no way I would have voted for that man. Nope.
Y'all hear this man right about now? It's never too late, y'all. Never too late to come to your senses. Now, for some reason, I'm not able to read the comments on YouTube for some reason tonight. The comments, I got to touch the screen to see them. I don't know what's going on. But the bottom line is this man right here. It said if he would have known that Biden was a genderist, he would have never voted for him. Now, once again, on one end, I'm thankful that this man has woken up. But the problem is Biden was virtue signaling about this throughout his whole campaign. These were the things that the minorities who are more conservative than they think they are just weren't seeing. They weren't seeing it. They were being hid. All this information was being hid from them, blocked, suppressed. But the stuff that they were hearing was about Trump being a racist, Nazi, xenophobe, homophobe, and all that stuff. So when you go door to door, and this is what I mean, the Democrat Party is so out of touch. When you start going door to door to black folks, Latinos, probably Asians, all these other little groups, since they major, since the Democrat Party majors in identity politics, when you start going to all of these groups that you have carved out and asking, what do you value? What's important to you? I guarantee you, signing legislation to allow men to compete against women is not one of them. In fact, probably about 20 or 30 of the top policies from the Democrat Party, the average minority or just American is not even like focused on that stuff. It's like, yo, that stuff, I mean, I don't know when I see you up there talking about we need to pass legislation for people to vote. And no black folks running around saying that I was denied to vote. That's not a concern for black people. These Democrats come up with issues that benefits them. That is it, not the people. So all the major issues that Joe Biden and the Democrats should be addressing and trying to solve, they can care less. They're trying to solve issues that blocks them from acquiring more power, more control, and eternal power for the rest of the existence of our country, which I always say is about a year or two if these folks keep governing.
Away. I am upset about the Afghanistan withdrawal. The video of refugees dropping from C-117s to their deaths will haunt this presidency and will haunt this country for decades. I don't like critical race theory. Critical race theory is a that has a lot of darker elements hiding inside, like the diversity, equity, and inclusion movement.
Man, I'm mad that this brother saw the light a little late. He would have been great on our squad, man. Going into, you know, the 2020 campaign, stupid man. No, I'm granted. Hopefully God has given us some more grace and we'll have another shot at the title. But the bottom line is this dude now is talking like someone who has some sense. This man is seeing what we all been seeing now. Now, granted, like I said, better late than never, but boy, he would have been great on our squad if he had got this revelation before. But hey.
I like the idea of kids, black kids, white kids, whatever, separated by race and then made to feel like one group is oppressed and the other group is not. I don't like where we are now with COVID. Masks don't work. CDC said so in May of 2020.
Wait a minute. Now, let me go ahead and give my disclaimer. This is a video. That's this man's opinion. YouTube. I'm not saying that these are my views. This is just a clip that I'm playing. This man's opinion. Please, y'all, consult a physician about any of these issues if you have questions. Let's continue.
Omicron is a weak variant. Everyone knows that. And you're still trying to enforce this kind of stuff on people? Why? Why? Who's benefiting? I am seeing the Democratic Party. I'm seeing my party headed into the wrong direction. I am seeing Joe Biden going into these dark realms, making all of this stuff that has no place in schools, that has no place in society. That is how the party destroys itself. That is how liberals become so far over to the left that they become completely unrecognizable from what they used to be. I don't recognize where we're at anymore. And I'm pissed about it. Democrats, I need you to listen to me carefully.
Listen up.
The fact that I, a registered Democrat, am appearing on Fox News, I don't have a grift. I don't have a thing. I don't have a gimmick. I don't have a brand. And the fact that I, a blue-collar Democratic worker, am speaking to Fox News should scare you and scare the rest of our party. The fact that they're willing to talk to me and MSNBC and CNN are not, that is a problem. And that should tell you all how far we've fallen away from the common man.
There is...
Did y'all hear all of that? See, he just got that revelation that you're only good to the Democrat Party as long as you are loyal and obedient to them. It don't matter that this dude's black. See, we learned that when Larry Elder ran for the governor out there in California and Joy Reid came out and did a hit piece on it. We learned that when black folks who was in the Trump cabinet went on to The View and they questioned their blackness. We learned that when they disregard all of these black folks like Sears up there in Virginia. Oh, she's not black. No, she's not a woman. They don't put conservatives in those categories. They just put them in one category. You're a conservative, period. Yeah, you're a threat. You're in that category. So what we're going to do is X out your blackness, X out the fact that you're a woman, X out the fact that you are gay, whatever you are. We don't care what you are. We only care about if you're loyal to the Democrat Party. Once that is severed, then you got to go. And now he found out that, hey, conservatives aren't as bad as they look. We're willing to have conversations. You ain't going to see me out there telling you, shame, shame. You ain't going to see me showing up at your job, marching around, trying to get you fired. No, I got better things to do in life. But see, this is an indictment of the crazy party, y'all. Tonight, we're focusing on that craziness over in that party. Listen to how crazy things have gotten. Listen to this show.
There's a story out of Los Angeles that I did not believe was real.
What?
I thought this clearly, this is either the Babylon Bee or this is some sensationalist headline. It's not real. Here's what the headline said. It said that a 26-year-old male child molester was going to be sentenced to 2 years imprisonment in a female juvenile detention center because of LA's far-left DA. The prosecutor there, George Gascon. I said, that's not possible. Hold on. What are you, you're telling me that a guy is a child molester. This guy molested little girls. And so to punish him, you're going to send him to a facility full of little girls. That sounds like you're rewarding him. That sounds like you're sending him to Disney World.
You hear that? See, and you wonder why folks are walking away from the Democrat Party. It's nonsense like that. Notice where this is coming from, California, you know, places like that. Yeah. This stuff is the stuff of nightmares. It's almost mind-boggling how perverted some of these folks that are leaders in the Democrat Party have become in their thinking. I talked about a story a couple months back during a live show where this dude had killed a husband and wife. They found out he killed somebody earlier in his life down in Mexico somewhere. And when he goes to prison, this dude wants to become a female. So he decides to cut off his genitalia. And how did they reward this murderer that was on death row? To give him gender reassignment. Yeah, we might as well make you happy before you get electrocuted or get the lethal injection. I would have gave that dude a Band-Aid and some gauze, something like that to stop the bleeding, but that would have been it. That's about it. And yet you get Democrats doing stuff like this. And that shows that this right here is being influenced by Diablos himself. The person that Diablos is using to help put these people in office is George of the you know what. That guy, for some reason, is responsible for a lot of these DAs getting into office, and it's almost like they want more crime. They're looking for opportunities to find the most drastic situation and excuse it. Something that almost every human would go, what? That's nuts. Not them. And it might sound nuts to you because you're a fascist, racist, xenophobe, white nationalist. So we're going to let this guy go right into the very environment that caused him to be in front of the court. This is the stupidest stuff. And they wonder why folks are walking away from the Democrat Party. How about you go door to door to the Latinos and the blacks and the gays and all of them, even some folks that might be gay, might be trans, whatever, sticking this dude in there with little girls, and he's a grown man, probably would get about a good 98% of Americans saying, what? But not these dudes, no. Oh, there's more? Wait a minute.
It's seriously interesting going on over on HBO at Real Time with Bill Maher. Obviously, I've been spending a lot of time talking about this, that Bill Maher represents a very small fraction of liberals who remain true to liberalism. I, at this point, might have some political disagreements with Bill. I would say I've shifted away from that sort of pure liberal position, but I do agree with him on a lot of things.
Okay.
And what we agree on or disagree on is actually irrelevant. Bill represents what a sane liberal is, which is why so many conservatives are often saying, hey, I disagree with Bill Maher, but he's right on free speech. He's right on mandates, blah, 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 blah.
Now, see, here's my thing. For a long time, before I really understood some of the driving force behind the Democrat Party, I didn't pay attention to whether people voted Democrat or Republican. I just chose to vote Republican because some of the major things that would pop up on my radar about the Democrats made my antenna stick up. But now, a lot of stuff has been revealed these last 5-6 years, whereas it's hard to even understand. I almost want to throw out the category liberal, honestly. See, when you're voting for this party, and you have certain moral, you know, beacons that you're hanging on to, I don't see how you can hang on to them and hang on to the Democrat Party either. I don't care if you're calling yourself liberal. I don't care if you're saying I'm a moderate liberal. It's not that term or definition. It's that party, the head. If you don't understand the head of these that party in particular has an agenda that will violate all of your moral beliefs, religious beliefs, freedoms, all of that. When you start to realize that these folks don't care about you identifying as a progressive or a liberal or moderate, these folks have an agenda that trumps all of that mess. So at this point, I do pay attention to how people vote. It ain't even about saying, man, I'm a moderate liberal. Dude, it's the party. You call yourself whatever you want. That party is corrupt. So therefore, yeah, I have a whole different view of it now. So I don't even believe in the moderate liberals and all of this. Joe Manchin needs to get out of there. Sinema, whoever else, any of those Democrat politicians that still have a bit of a conscience left and some sense, they need to get out of here. Bottom line.
People sometimes say to me, you didn't used to make fun of the left as much. Yeah, because they didn't give me so much to work with. Normal people read that San Francisco has basically legalized shoplifting. They think Democrats have gone nuts. They think, you know, that Ted Cruz guy seems like a real stiff. But at least he believes in the concept of shopping with money. It's not my fault that the party of FDR and JFK is turning into the party of LOL and WTF. Members of Congress tweeting things like cancel rent, cancel mortgage, and no more policing or incarceration.
See, now when you start hearing it from a dude like that, who technically was a Trump hater and said some of the dumbest things I've ever heard when Trump was in office, asking, hoping the economy crashes and all that stuff. But when you hear a dude like this, who could be a champion for the left, but he just have enough scruples left to recognize even this party has gone so crazy that I got to come out against this. This right here should be an indicator when far left progressives like this dude is having a problem. We just heard the black dude. Now we're hearing Bill Maher. Who else? Let's continue listening to his new view of these liberals running around.
Declaring that capitalism is slavery, canceling Lincoln and Dr. Seuss, teaching children they're oppressors and math is racist, making Mr. Potato Head gender neutral. And now an emoji for pregnant men. A few weeks ago, Fox News' Dana Perino, a former Bush press secretary, suggested that the Democrats should recruit me to run for president, which is kind of special.
Interesting to see if Bill Maher is recruited to run for the presidency.
let's get this straight. It's not me who's changed. It's the left, who is now made up of a small contingent who've gone mental and a large contingent who refuse to call them out for it. But I will. That's why I'm a hero at Fox these days. It shows just how much liberals have their head up their ass. Because if they really thought about it, they would have made me a hero on their media.
People, hey, look, I didn't say it. Phil Maher said it. So that goes to show you how far out this party has gone. When this dude is up there dropping stuff like that, he even went up so far as to say they have become a parody of themselves. So all of these folks in the Democrat Party, the old heads, are also embracing and allowing this new progressive stupidity to just run rampant in the party. You're losing a lot of the old folks. You're losing a lot of the moderate, committed to the Democrat Party voters out there. Why do you think that black senator or congressman, when they went to Dangle, North Carolina, and was trying to push Pete Booty, that dude was like, look, I'm going to let you know right now. These folk ain't going to be voting for no Pete Buttigieg, because what they've done is they've set identity politics and all these stupid policies above the mind, heart, and needs of their voter base. And they're being exposed for it as we speak. When they get out there and they support crazy stuff like this, talking about some damn right abolish the peace, what? Have you lost your mind? Emojis with men pregnant? What is that? What is, how are you going to come up with an emoji and then you're celebrating it? I'm sure if they were to stick a mic in Biden's face and ask him, how do you feel about the male pregnant emoji? I like it. That's right. Knowing that this dude don't like it. Instead of calling this crap out, instead of saying, that's ridiculous. Men can't get pregnant. He would go ahead and say, hey, we're progressive. That's what you want me to say, right? That's what makes folks the same look at this party and say, they're insane in the brain. Insane in the brain. That's right, y'all. And the lights stop blinking. I'm thinking it's all over when I go out drinking. Ow. That's how we feel when we look at the Democrat Party.
People who are listening to Joe Rogan's podcast don't necessarily believe it to be bad information. So there was an analogy drawn between Doritos and Joe Rogan's podcast. People know that Doritos are not necessarily good for them. You're not going to find a nutritional expert who says...
So some hack on CNN? Now, you wonder why CNN's ratings are low? You wonder why folks are going, you know what, CNN sucks. CNN sucks. Hold on. CNN sucks. CNN sucks. Wait a minute. CNN sucks. Bring it back. CNN sucks. Why they're saying that? Because this is the type of stuff that comes on this show. Listen to this dude insult all of the folks who listen to Joe Rogan as if they're dumb. This was the guy who's constantly trying to get folks canceled. And now he's on there with little Brian Stelter with a hit piece, not just on Joe Rogan, but on all of the folks who listen to him. Listen to this.
You know, you should eat a lot of Doritos. But there are a lot of people who listen to Joe Rogan's podcast who believe that he's actually the truth teller. They believe the opposite, that Joe Rogan is good for an informational diet.
And let me guess, you're suggesting that you guys are good for that, right? You guys are the truth tellers, right? I'm pretty sure in this man's brain, he's saying all of you idiots listen to him like he's the truth teller. But we have a pact on truth. Right. We got a monopoly on all of that truth. And anybody who goes elsewhere have a different opinion. You're dumb. You're one of those Dorito eating folks, aren't you? Let's continue. Because I like Doritos and I'm smart.
And I think that's what's so important is that the people who are listening to him don't believe it to be bad information. So it's difficult, I guess, for them to make that choice, that good choice.
Y'all hear that? It's difficult for them to make that good choice because they don't believe that it's bad information. We're not capable of listening to this man's statements, doing a little background check, putting together connections. We're not capable of looking up and verifying information. We're not even capable of using common sense and comparing the way CNN talked about Joe Rogan in regards to him using, you know, that medicine, and then showing him embarrassed CNN, and we're not able to see that CNN was pushing propaganda. I mean, these guys were simply trying to prevent us from using what this man used that actually made him better within like 2 or 3 days or so. But nonetheless, don't listen to that man who has a testimony of how it helped him. Don't listen to him. Listen to us and all of our propaganda. Yes, you got it right. Uh-huh. They're owned by the CIA or somebody, Democrats and globalists, whoever. But there's more. Let's finish hearing about these Doritos.
Consuming information when they think that the podcast hosting people with anti-vaccine rhetoric is really the truth-telling podcast.
Hey, you guys are, right? You guys are the truth-tellers about that. How many times y'all been wrong about that? How many times CDC come out and change stuff up? How many times Fauci got busted? All those emails? Mm-hmm. I mean, we done went from mass, no mass. We done went from one vax to three and then boosters. We done went from once you get that, you never have to worry again. Now all of a sudden you can still get it, pass it, and all that stuff. And CNN supported every one of those narratives. And he's trying to tell us that we're not smart enough to see through it. We're listening to Joe Rogan. But then, of course, the prostitute comes in.
God. Yeah, you made the Doritos reference. I rather liked it.
What is it, Oliver? Did y'all hear? I bet you did like it, Brian. That man right there, when that guy was talking, like, oh, Doritos. I'm going to go eat a whole bag of that right after I get done prostituting myself. Brian likes Doritos. I like that reference. No wonder, because you like Doritos. Big old open stadium up top. Let's hear.
I mean, I think that it just ultimately comes down to the question of how do you want to solve this? You know, and that's sort of where the analogy comes in. You know, here's people who, you know, they like something that we, you know, who consider ourselves more enlightened, don't think
more
it's good
enlightened.
For them. You know, we think that they're
They consider themselves more enlightened. This is great because the Bible talks about these hidden things from the wise and the prudent. Yes, those that walk around like, yes, I do say, that's right, that's correct, I say, I don't, all of that, those are the folks that are so smart they're dumb. That's right. Yeah, they are the reason Trump won. That nasty attitude right there, that arrogant statement that us that are enlightened, and you think regular everyday folks, guy who might work on cars, work with his hands, even a stay-at-home mom or whatever. No matter what you are doing in life, you're acting like we're not intelligent enough to see what y'all are doing or to make our own choices. We're not enlightened. And that is exactly why they were rejected and rejected the second time too, but some interventions took place, if you know what I mean. But guys, there's more. Okay, my man Drone Tech, he discovered why the left is going nuts too. Listen to this guy.
I can see this kind of conflict right now with a looming Supreme Court confirmation battle. I default to the word battle because that's the way it's portrayed in the press. And maybe it won't really be a battle, as some conservative activists are saying they're not planning to go scorched earth against President Biden's nominee.
Before you guys say anything, I know, Mark Dice said it first. I'm just Biden's nominee. I wonder why.
Here we go.
Could it be because that's exactly what Democrats and their media do to every conservative SCOTUS pick? They claim Kavanaugh was a gang rapist.
They did say that. But now little Brian wants us to just roll over and accept whatever nominee that Biden just throws up there, long as she's black. That's it. No cross-examination. No questions. No digging into the background. I mean, heck, surely she can't be as bad as Kavanaugh was. See, because I have never seen the Republicans go out, drag in some fake folks, put them on TV, bring them up to Capitol Hill, to testify about them concerning some bogus, crazy story. You never see that happen. They ask them about your policies, your beliefs, your decisions, your views. How would you govern? How would you be a judge? How would you decide? They don't go and dig up some chick from 1975, bring them up there. You know, you're so brave to be here. You know, now, if anybody has a problem and ask this woman, what's your motive for now coming out trying to accuse Brett Kavanaugh of being a gang rapist, then you're a sexist and you're a woman hater. You never see Republicans playing those games. Now, once again, I'm not saying Republicans are just wonderful. We got some raggedy ones, too. But that's not one of our MOs. You can pretty much bet every single nominee, every single cabinet person, when Republicans nominate or put out comes all of these crazy accusations. Yeah, in the third grade, we were drinking milk, and he looked over at my milk, and he said, you know what? My milkshake brings out a boy in the yard. And I was offended. I knew what he meant by that. All of that crazy mess. That's their MO, not ours. So he was a gang rapist. What else they accusing
him? And Democrats actually invaded the confirmation in an attempt to stop it. Insurrection, anyone? They also accused black male Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas of also being a rapist.
What?
And to this day, have
a black man? You got to be kidding me. I thought we got to get out of everything passed by the Democrats. Heck, we're black. I don't need no ID. I don't need none of that, man. I'm a black man, but not Clarence Thomas. He was a conservative black man, therefore he was a rapist. We don't want that kind in the Supreme Court.
No qualms with accusing him of being a race traitor.
To say that I'm honored to be meeting you. I watched those hearings, as did so many other people. Mm-hmm. And to so many of us, you are our hero.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
A black guy, a black man, a justice, okay, I'll give it to him. He's a smart guy. But he is to the right of Attila the Hun, this guy.
Terribly disrespectful to appoint someone like Clarence Thomas with his philosophies to the seat of...
These are the witches from Clash of the Titans. From Clash of the Titans, we're about to expose them in a few minutes. They'll get their turn in the hot seat in a few minutes, okay? But do y'all hear them? Now, see, instead of inviting Clarence Thomas on the show, addressing him face-to-face, do you understand what he would do to these dummies? I mean, pretty much anybody would abuse these dummies. I'm telling you right now. You could pretty much stick anything out there. Uh-huh. Wait a minute. Let me see. I'm sticking my fake conservative wig. I'll put this right here on the View, and he will embarrass them. That's how dumb they are. Yeah, Gizmo, he'll eat them up. There are some dumb women. And Sonny's sitting here with a law degree, and the rest of them, I don't know what their qualifications are. But all I do know is they sound completely dumb. And Clarence Thomas will get on there and destroy all of them. But yet, while he's not there, you see them questioning his blackness.
Thurgood Marshall, a civil rights.
I know.
And you pointed out, first black woman, there's only been two black men, and those numbers are a little shocking.
And one doesn't really represent the black community.
They even went after Amy Comey Barrett.
Unbelievable. Don't really represent the black community. How do you know? I guess you do. I guess the Democrats who anoint certain black folks to excel got to go through them. If you're going to become a popular black person on TV, in the movies, in politics, you got to go through their tests, their litmus tests. Are you an obedient black person? Are you willing to keep the black community in bondage psychologically by telling them that they're victims and that they're victims of racism and discrimination? Are you willing to do that? Okay, good, good. But yet they think they're representing the black community by keeping them in that crazy mentality. They're representing the black community by allowing the Democrats to continue to use them and abuse them, but they think they're representing the black community by allowing the Democrats to keep them in environments that have no school choice, but they're representing the black community. These are some dumb women, and I'm not saying that because they're women. They're just dumb.
To quote wolf in sheep's clothing, and a quote right-wing lunatic.
He was craven enough to know that he could put whatever judges he wanted in the United States Supreme Court, just call them again and say, hey, do Gorsuch, do Kavanaugh next, and let's do a Hail Mary with the real right-wing lunatic. I mean,
right-wing lunatic. Amy Barrett, right-wing lunatic. Not right-wing or conservative judge. No, lunatic. Just throwing, slinging that out there. Please, I would love to see that lunatic get on that chick's CNN raggedy show and destroy her. See, this is the stuff that makes folks walk away from the left, which includes the fake news. So, Drone Tech, let's see you go ahead and box their ears before we move on and destroy the View over another topic, y'all. Word on the street is
woman with the rocks in the voice, Whoopi in trouble, y'all.
Now, of course, we're told to believe it's different.
But let's be honest. Fox wants a fight. Right-wing radio and TV wants a fight. They need a fight over the Supreme Court.
Okay, and this is different from the rest of the Democrat state media. How? I don't actually have the clip, but just before this, Brian began his inconsistent bawling by saying, quote,
is there any way out of the cataclysmic conflict that seemed to consume everything? Divisions over COVID, vaccines, teaching, policing, feel like they're making the United States less and less so.
All these issues, in that little piece that he wrote, every single one of those issues are problems that the Democrats brought out there. Folks weren't even thinking about third-term abortion until the Democrats brought that up. Folks weren't sitting back talking about the rise in crime until the Democrats started trying to abolish the police. Folks weren't thinking about all of these stupid things that Brian just mentioned that folks got a problem with because these folks made it a problem. It's not a problem unless used. Make it a problem. So many of these things that I wasn't thinking about until the Democrats tried to shove it down our throats. I wasn't walking around conscious of transgender rights to participate in female sports and going to women's bathrooms. I wasn't even thinking about that stuff. They brought it to the front. That's what made people go say, what? They trying to do what? These folks done lost their mind, lost their mind, lost their mind. Y'all gonna make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. That's what they gonna do. Let's continue.
Media outlets are very much a part of this entangled conflict. Us versus them. Left versus right. The middle versus extremes. Heroes versus villains. Alt-right versus mainstream. And so on and so on.
He must not include himself or CNN in this criticism because literally seconds later he says,
but let's be honest. Fox wants a fight. Right-wing radio and TV wants a fight. They need a fight over the Supreme Court.
I'm telling you, they're either pathologically incapable of self-awareness or they're just paid liars.
And they are. Thank you, Dante. They're both. Okay. So now the guy who is projecting and trying to set the ground for them just pushing some type of whatever justice through, long as she's black, he's already laying the groundwork. So therefore, if she is cross-examined a little too rough, if they expose some of her cracks in her armor, then of course it's not because you want a good qualified Supreme Court justice that is non-biased. It's because you like fighting. It's because you don't like black folks. It's because you hate women. These are preemptive strikes that this prostitute has been given the assignment to go out and try their best to get ahead of the game. But guys, now look what done happened. One of the witches got herself in trouble, y'all. Let's listen in to this cackling rocks in the voice whoopee cushion.
Tennessee school pulled the graphic novel Mouse out of their lessons on the Holocaust because it contained some nudity and some bad language. Personally, I'm
colorblind
because,
Mouse.
You know, given the story of Mouse, I'm surprised that that's what made you uncomfortable, the fact that there was some nudity and, that, I mean, it's
idiotic.
It's about,
I mean, it's, y'all hear Wolfman Jack? See, the fact that there's some nudity in there, and then you're listening to Wolfman Jack live. All right, let's finish hearing it. See, you got to be old school to know who Wolfman Jack is. Yeah. Why in the world? I can't see none of the comments on YouTube. I'm mad about that, y'all. So if y'all commenting on YouTube, I'm going to have to go back later and read them because for some reason they're not letting me see them tonight. Let's continue, though. Here we go.
The Holocaust, the killing of 6 million people, but that didn't bother you. But the naked...
I'm not sure that they don't use the naked part.
All this dumbness just being spread and slung around on that set right there. I'm talking they are slinging ignorance all over the place. Then you... I'm laughing at y'all. There's like Wolfman Jack. See, y'all know something about Wolfman. but yeah, so now here comes Joy with that big old nose off the bench. Well, I don't know if that's Let's hear some more ignorance just slung around.
As a kind of a canard,
yes,
to throw you off from the fact that they don't like history that makes white people look bad.
Oh, my God. See? Y'all see what I mean? It's the fact that they don't like history that makes white people look bad. it's almost like she doesn't understand that she's white. I mean, what are y'all doing? What are you doing as a white liberal who just refused to live your life in America as a white person, peacefully, inclusively, you know, non-judgmentally, all that stuff? Why you got to go back and attach yourself to this horrific past that you don't know nobody in that past? All you're doing is using the past to destroy the present and the future. All you're doing is bringing up wounds that really are unnecessary. Wound been healing. Already start to keloid. And white liberals and Democrats and the fake news comes along and gouge that mug and cut it wide open. Nah, we can't let that wound heal up. Nah, man. We got to keep that mug bleeding. What they are is lousy surgeons. These are lousy physicians that simply are allowing you to remain sick so you can keep coming to them every time. Well, we dealt with the sniffles, but hey, you notice you got a wart growing on your neck. So could you come back in 2 weeks so I can take that off? That's what they are. But let's continue, because now Whoopi's about to stick her whole Whoopi cushion down her throat.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is white people doing it to white people.
Yeah.
So, and this is, you know, y'all whole fight amongst yourselves. But that's, you know,
the Holocaust isn't about race.
No. It's not about race.
Tell us, wise one. Tell us what it's about. Here come Whoopi cushion. Get those rocks ready.
It's race, but it's not about race. It's not about race.
What is it about?
Because it's about man's inhumanity to man.
That's profound. See, this is the example of the elite being smart dumb. That's right. All of them are smart dumb. Almost every one of these folks ended up on that show because of talent to be able to act. They weren't brought on this show for their legal mind, historical references and understanding of history. Nope. Whoopi was an entertainer. Joy was an entertainer. Sonny's supposed to be a lawyer of some sort. And I don't even know who the other chick is. But did y'all hear that ignorance that was just slung out there all over the View? And I'm wondering if that, those braids in her head was so tight that she didn't catch that. Like, oh crap, maybe I shouldn't have said that. So now here she is trying to enlighten us all with an epiphany. Let's see how Louder with Crowder interprets her statement.
More importantly, so Whoopi Goldberg, hold on a second. The Holocaust, you know, all about the Aryan, you know, right, supremacy.
Right.
That's where we get white supremacy effectively from when we're discussing it today. So that's not about race.
It's not.
But Whoopi, all of these other things, we have a montage coming up.
I hate to ask this question, but you have aligned yourself with the man who has bashed women, made countless racist remarks.
Now she's talking to Ben Carson. Ben Carson. And Whoopi Cushion's up here trying to lecture this intellectual mind. Okay, now notice, y'all, racism is constantly being brought up by these people. They're always referring to national, white nationalists and Hitlers and Nazis, but yet it wasn't even about race. So let me get this straight, Cushion. You're using that reference that you just said is not about race to sling mud on everybody currently and call them nationalists, white nationalists, Nazis, and all that stuff, even though you're claiming that that wasn't even about racism. So why even bring this up now? Why throw that out there to these current folks? So now let's hear the receipts.
You're Ben Carson. Why would you align yourself
Forget
with that? Like, I'm going to explain to Bill Barr now, who says there is no systemic racism. Eric Gardner, George Floyd couldn't breathe. Breonna Taylor, police didn't knock. Philando Castile, he told them, I have a gun. Tamir Rice was 12. Now, if you can't look at that and say, hey, we have an issue and we got to sit down and talk about it.
And the problem I have is the only way to become a good Republican is to become a Democrat, according to the media.
Right,
and I don't know what to do anymore because I can't keep coming on TV every day saying that we're all Nazis and you know, Hitler salutes and whatever. It's just not intellectually honest.
Well, I have to say, let me just say something.
Okay, now y'all hear Whoopi. They done messed around and ran poor Megan off the show. And now she come out and say y'all are intellectually dishonest, because every single day I come to work and I hear conservatives are Nazis, white nationalists, Hitler and all that stuff. And instead of saying, you know what, maybe we went a little hard on the Hitlerism, white nationalism stuff, Whoopi, well, I'm just going to have to say something. Okay, let me say something. Let's hear the rocks in the voice.
For poops and giggles, the Republicans have brought this on themselves. They've brought this view of them on themselves. You shouldn't talk about, you know, racism. Well, you should, because we've seen it for 4 years. Directed at various people.
So here's the thing. Let me make sure that I understand this. Donald Trump, Republicans, Ben Carson, these are all, I just want to make sure that I understand, someone who votes Republican, someone who votes for Donald Trump, someone who is in the cabinet of Donald Trump who happens to be a black man, these are all examples of racism. These are examples of problems that are all predicated on race. But the actual movement that took place in Germany, which resulted in the necessary eradication of an entire race of people predicated on the idea of one and only one superior Aryan race,
right,
is not, I understand now. You don't know what racism is.
Now, I wonder if that Whoopi brain caught that. I wonder if the cushion in her head caught that. No, it takes somebody like Crowder or even just a small intellectual person to say, that was the dumbest thing that I've ever heard. I don't even know the history of, you don't even have to be a scholar on World War II, the Nazis, Hitler, to know that he was motivated by racism, you know, towards the Jews. You ain't even got to be smart to know that. And yet Whoopi gets up there and tries to come out with this new revelation. She wanted to be deep, y'all, and she ended up stepping in some deep doo-doo. So let's see.
That would be the point, right? And she doubled down on it. I love it. She never even bothered to look at, okay, well, maybe I don't think it's about race, but Jewish people, you know, typically Middle Eastern descent can be part of that mix. Okay, so that's not necessarily white, but also how did Hitler view it? Because he only had been quoting that the Jews were a race that needed to be wiped out since 1919. It wasn't like the 30s was like an epiphany moment.
She's trying to whoopee wash Hitler. He's like, I have to do this because of the race of the Jews. I don't think you mean because of their race. Yes, I do. Don't speak for me. Whoopi does not speak for me. No, I think it's just about human nature. No, it's racism. I hate the race.
Isn't that funny? I love Crowder. I love him. He's hilarious. But that's so true. She's up here trying to dummy down Hitler's hatred towards the Jews. That's right. It wasn't even about racism. And Crowder was right on it, man.
No, it's about racism. If you're not the blonde hand, blue eyes.
And yet here she is talking about they have nothing to do with race. But guys, Cushing got herself in some trouble. Now here she is looking like she's wearing a muumuu on stage, perhaps on film, rather. A muumuu and a mop on top of that head. She got a muumuu mop on top of that head. And she's up here now doing what all of them have to do when they stick their foot in their mouth.
On our show, I misspoke. And I tweeted about it last night, but I kind of want you to hear it from me directly. I said something that I feel a responsibility for not leaving unexamined, because my words upset so many people, which was never my intention. And I understand why now. And for that, I am deeply, deeply grateful, because the information I got was really helpful and helped me understand some different things. And
No. It wasn't the information you got. It was the threat of being fired. It was the threat of losing those millions every year. That's what gave you a revelation. That's what opened up your mind. Yeah, it wasn't you being concerned about insensitivity and folks that you might have offended. Only person you were worried about was those folks who cut those checks for you to come out and spew propaganda. That's what you were worried about. And see, just like she said that about the Jews, imagine if some white dude got on and said, you know what, slavery wasn't about racism. It was about, whatever of the people, whatever merjigger. She would lose it. Lose it. And she comes out and says this. Now, once again, these are the people who push for cancel culture. These are the people who always say folks that say insensitive things need to be shut down, silenced, punished, all of that. Now, she's in the hot seat. Word on the street, she got 2 week suspension. Her friends don't like it, y'all. They don't like it. But we're about to pull up some receipts after we finish hearing Whoopi's apology.
And while discussing how a Tennessee school board unanimously voted to remove a graphic novel about the Holocaust, I said that the Holocaust wasn't about race, and it was instead about man's inhumanity to man. But it is indeed about race, because Hitler and the Nazis considered Jews to be...
And you're just now knowing that? You're just now learning that, Whoopi? How did you get on the show? How did you get on the show? Why bring up a topic that you're so ignorant on? You just realizing, yeah, that man was talking about race all the time, but not to Whoopi.
Now, words matter, and mine are no exception. I regret my comments, as I said, and I stand corrected. I also stand with the Jewish people, as they know, and y'all know, because I've always done that.
Because I got a lot of Jewish friends, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, let's go back in time, just shortly, not even that far. So all of the ladies on The View is a little upset that Whoopi got suspended, and they're trying to cancel them. And even some left-wing newscasters and stuff, y'all. So they mangled Gushing. They mangled Gushing, guys. So let's hear them back in the day in regards to cancel culture and holding people accountable for their words.
Some people can go overboard, but there's also such a thing as responsibility, consequences, and accountability. And we have the right to condemn, use our pocketbooks, protest any way we want against people who we think are being cruel. If there is a woman selling Stars of David, you know, minimizing the Holocaust in Nashville, Tennessee, in her hat store, like there was a woman doing, that made, you know, mocked the Star of David and put not vaccinated. It is my right to say, lady, this is wrong, and we should be boycotting you. And so I think there is a balance, and he strikes a balance, and he recognizes that, yes, you can go overboard, but there's also such a thing as accountability.
Sonny, do you think cancel culture has become a catch-all term that people have weaponized in some cases?
Oh, I think there's no question about it. Cancel culture, that term, has been used repeatedly on the right to sort of absolve people of bad behavior. You know, it used to be political correctness, and now that term has been morphed and weaponized into cancel culture. So when people now are doing things that are wholly inappropriate, they're saying, oh, my goodness, I'm the victim. I'm being canceled. And that's just not accurate. And I agree with Anna, this term cancel culture, because it's being weaponized, it shouldn't be cancel culture. I've often said it should be consequence culture. There are consequences to discriminatory behavior. There are consequences to behavior that is just unacceptable. And
so there wouldn't Whoopi be facing consequences, however they package it up? It could be consequence culture. It could be cancel culture. It could be whatever. All of that garbage that they said only was being used by us. Now all of a sudden it done came back on one of them. But let's continue. There's more receipts.
Well, nuanced discussions are really important to have. And some of the best nuanced discussions come out of mistakes like this, where there's so much learning that could be had. Sure. So
now Beaker and Mika is out here just looking at Whoopi's foot in her mouth as a learning experience. Yeah, they're making all types of excuses for her because she's one of them. But let's hear them make excuses. Here we go.
This is something that is just going to, like, start getting ridiculous. I mean, if Whoopi Goldberg is canceled, that would be the end of this all. This cancel culture is getting so out of hand.
So wait a minute. Now you're all concerned about cancel culture getting out of hand. The cancel culture, you know, origins came out of these folks. But now all of a sudden, it's getting out of hand when it comes back to bite one of our own. Can you believe these dummies? And see, here's the crazy part about it, y'all. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. I know that. That's why I don't run around saying, shut down folks' jobs, cancel this person needs to be fired. I don't do that. I don't walk around saying we need to shut down freedom of speech for dummies like Whoopi, who's out there spreading ignorance all over the place. because I recognize what's good for the goose will be good for the gander. But they just think they're the goose. See, that's what it is. You know what? We ain't got to worry about the gander part. We're the goose. Okay. So now it's come back to bite them, and now they're acutely aware of how dangerous cancel culture is. Let's finish hearing them defend and attack cancel culture now. Here we go.
There are so many positives, Joe, that could happen out of this mistake. And instead, I feel like...
Well, I think in this moment, we need to think about intent. Because as I am, honestly, you know, and this is in real time. As I'm
now, isn't that bizarre that Double D, Dumb Don, is talking about intent? They didn't care about intent when Trump said, you know what? Mexico is aware of the illegal immigration problem. It's a way they can get rid of all of their worst. They're not sending us just their best. They're sending us the rapists, murderers, and drug dealers, and I assume some of them are good people. He didn't care about intent. He didn't put nothing in no context. He didn't care about Trump's intent to expose dangerous folks that were being brought into our country by our raggedy politicians that were endangering American lives. He didn't care about that. That man was simply a racist. That's what he was. As Don constantly would put words into Trump's mouth, interpret them for him, didn't even question intent, take it out of context, all of that. But now he's talking about intent.
I'm interviewing you. I have people texting me, Jewish friends texting me. One of them is saying, censorship at its finest. I understood what she was trying to say. It was clumsy, but I don't think it was malevolent. What do you say to that?
Well, I don't know who your friend is. I don't know exactly what the context of the tweet is, but let me just say this. We sometimes have people in public places who can say clumsy things about race or faith or gender. I don't believe in cancel culture. I like the phrase that my friend Nick Cannon uses.
Can you believe this guy right here? This is the guy that wanted Tucker taken off the air. Don's talking to who wanted Tucker removed from the air, but now he doesn't believe in cancel culture.
We need cancel culture. We shouldn't cancel Whoopi because she made a mistake.
Yeah, but let's get Tucker off the air. See, this is the left. And you wonder why folks are walking away. That's what you wonder. You wonder why they're walking away because of stupid stuff like this. And then, of course, to go ahead and punch it right on home, listen to my man right here, Mark. Love Ian, the great one.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, I fully understand that this is torture. And I advocate for showing Rachel Maddow's show to the most vile prisoners among us. I think it would drive them maybe into civility. But she goes on. And I want you to see the other side here. I never watch MSNBC. I get these clips or on the internet or something. But it is really a place where the insane go to pretend to be journalists and broadcast endless conspiracy theories. Go ahead.
They are rushing to rip out the drop boxes and give people fewer places to vote.
But nobody's rushing. It's called a lawsuit. The Republican legislature can't speed up a lawsuit.
And see? And they wonder? I don't even see how folks can sit back and watch this garbage. This right here is nothing but propaganda. They're rushing with that big old you-know-what. That toucan sand knows they're rushing. To run to that drop box. So let's finish hearing from that Humpty Nose. That's right, y'all.
I get stupid. I shoot an arrow like Cupid.
Let's finish hearing from Humpty.
This is the freestyle. Meanwhile, I keep the beat kicking. Sweat dripping. Girl is in the limo eating chicken. Oops, don't get the grease on your pantyhose. I let it roll over. I gotta blow my nose.
Here we go.
Judge probably wants to make a decision. Makes sense before the election. Particularly if he thinks what's taking place is unconstitutional. Rachel Maddow could care less. She just wants Democrats to win. Go ahead.
With less than a month to go, gotta hurry. People found it very safe, very secure, very convenient to vote that way as recently as the last election.
But it's not constitutional. It's not in the federal constitution. The state legislature gets to decide. That's the way it's supposed to work, not the bureaucracy. Now, if the bureaucracy had made a different decision, you might not like it. There. Can we send that tape to MSNBC? Maybe I can get a 1 a.m. show there. Just kidding. Who would want that? Go.
Coming up quick. That must be stopped. Today in Washington, D.C., conservative Democratic Senator Joe Manchin appeared before reporters.
So he's a conservative Democratic senator. Yeah. See the propaganda? He votes for Schumer to be the majority leader. He votes for every single, pretty much, judicial nominee that comes by the way. He votes for almost every budget that comes by the way. But he says, you know, this is enough. I can't vote for more spending like this. Because of inflation. Oh, you must be a white supremacist right winger. I can't vote to destroy my own state's economy by closing all these coal mines. Oh, you're definitely a throwback white supremacist. Can we see your teeth? How many teeth do you have?
Mark, he's giving it to her now. You know what? She's up there with that Jimmy Duran nose. Ha, cha, cha, cha. That's right. She's up there with that big old nose talking about some. All of a sudden, he's a conservative right-wing guy, I guess. This is the stupid stuff they try to pass for justification of questioning people who got enough sense to see what the Democrats are trying to do. Joe Manchin, now all of a sudden he's no longer just a Democrat. She's just throwing all kind of little subliminals in there to throw mud on his character, his intent, trying to shame him, put him in a position to accuse him of being a racist of some sort, I guess. See, this is the stuff, y'all. Check it out.
Oh, you must be a conservative. Go ahead.
I'll tell you, he was wearing like kind of a gym suit. It was like a tunic of some kind. I'm
so
only
what?
Saying that.
Yeah,
just...
I wouldn't get so specific about the way people look. Go ahead.
Jarred by his appearance in this next clip. He was at the U.S. Capitol, but he was wearing this like sporty outfit. I don't know.
What does that even have to do with anything, big nose? I want to know from the nose that knows. I don't want to speak to you, Rachel Maddow. I want to speak to your nose. Because apparently that nose knows. All right. You got that boxing glove hanging off the edge of your face, and that's all I can see. So I can't talk to you anyway. Your nose cover your whole face. Dang on it. I can see your eyeballs through your nostrils. That's how big that nose is. I'm sitting there looking at your eyes like, are those your eyes in there? With that double barrel shotgun on the tip of your face. And here she is talking about a jumpsuit. What are you calling him, a mobster? I don't know what the intent was for that, but let's continue.
Anyway, he told reporters sort of scornfully while he was answering their questions that he and Senator Kyrsten Sinema working with Republicans to block federal voting rights protections.
Oh, voting rights protections they're blocking. Mr. Producer, I'm quite serious. Would you invite Rachel Maddow onto any of my media platforms to debate this so-called voting bill? Right here, Levin TV would be the perfect place. Serious. Let's see if she'll join me and have a debate. I hear her IQ is just through the roof. There's nobody smarter than her. Nobody's smarter than her except maybe Nicole Wallace. Nobody's smarter than Nicole Wallace except maybe Andrea Mitchell. Nobody's smarter than Andrea Mitchell except maybe a turtle. Go ahead.
Y'all hear the great one? That's why he's a great one. He's throwing all kind of uppercuts and short ones. Yep, getting right up under that chin. Bing. That's all you see. That head goes like this and you go to sleep. Get right in on them like Mike Tyson. One to the body, come right up. Bing. And next thing you know, you're asleep. Let's finish hearing him give her the business.
Away results in people not being able to vote in the next election. He said that won't happen in the next election because the government won't allow it. I know you don't know what that could possibly mean.
Hold on a minute. The genius. So was the last election corrupt or not? The Democrats don't leave in place what is in place or was in place in 2020. They want to go much beyond that. Why they're fighting. The way they're fighting. They want to change our voting laws with the great mandate they have of 50-50 in the Senate and 3 or 4 majority in the House. And they want to get it done before their asses are kicked out in less than 2 years.
Oh, Mark. I love him. That's why he's the great one. So, everything was perfect in this last election, according to the Democrats. But we need to change it all up before we get our tails kicked. That's why. When they start looking at Joe Biden's numbers, who are in the basement beyond. We done dug through the concrete at this point with those numbers. When they start looking at the Latino support leaving them, black folks leaving them, Asians leaving them, when they start looking at that, they see the writing on the wall. Their safety net was changing up these voter laws. Their safety net was, let's switch this mess up because we know folks ain't going to vote for us, so we got to change the rules. And that fell through, thank God. Now they're going to get their faces smashed in unless some other shenanigans pop up. Here we go.
Was the last election legitimate or not? This is the problem the Rachel Maddows, Joe Bidens, and the other unhinged morons have. Was it okay the last election? I don't know. We need more drop boxes, and there shouldn't have been voter ID, and there should be this, and there should be that. 20 other ridiculous things that take protections off our voting system. Why should you have voter ID after all? Everybody's honest. We don't commit fraud. It's the fairest election in history. That we know. How do we know? Because I said so.
That's
the question is this. Why do we need all these changes that the last election was so spectacular?
Well, because these Republican legislatures are going back pre-2020 election.
Oh, you mean to like the times that Barack Obama was elected twice?
Yeah, it's so corrupt.
Go ahead.
I know you think I'm paraphrasing him in a way that is obscuring what he must have meant.
No, I think you're an idiot. Go ahead.
But honestly, that's what we've got. That's what he said.
I love you. That summed it up right there. I think you're an idiot. And see, the smartest people don't realize how the people who they think are smart look at them as dumb. Now, I'm going to let that marinate for a minute. They're sitting back thinking, we're so clever, so progressive, so knowledgeable on these things. We're enlightened. And all of these backheel hillbillies or these sellout black folks or these uneducated folks or whatever, all of those folks don't understand how brilliant we are, how progressive we are, and we're looking at them going, we see how dumb you guys are. We see how radical, how crazy, how stupid, how evil, how manipulative. We see all of that. And it probably angers you that we see it. And that's why you despise us. You would probably prefer us all to be dumb versus smart enough to see through your bullcrap. Nobody likes for somebody who they assume should be looking up to them, looking down to them. That's like when that dad realizes his son has become stronger or smarter or whatever. It's a tough pill to swallow. It's like, oh, you know what? I want you to continue to look at me through rose-colored glasses. But now my son is, he done schooled me on something, and it eats me up. So I'm going to be right even if I'm wrong, see, because I need you to remain in that place. So instead of earning your respect by acknowledging your issues, your thoughts, no, we're going to throw mud on you. We're going to belittle you. We're going to insult you. We're going to do that. And hopefully that will get you back in line. Are you kidding? That just makes me say I'm right. That's all that does. I'm on to something.
Senator Manchin, what would you say to voters of color who say that your inability or your obstruction of the voting rights?
I'm not. There's no obstruction whatsoever.
All right, stop. What do you say to voters of color? Sounds like a white guy to me.
Hey, Senator.
Yeah. What do you say to voters of color about your obstructing voting rights?
Gee, what an objective, independent reporter that is.
Hey, what do you say to them?
All these white marks.
Yeah. What is it? Voting Rights Act here, and you're obstructing them.
No, actually, you are obstructing school choice. You are obstructing economic opportunities in these communities. You are obstructing the ability of somebody in a poor community to start a business, union requirements and so forth. You are the people who have undermined police forces and created so much danger in these communities. But what's your question again? Go ahead.
I love it. Mark's not taking any prisoners. He's not doing it. And see, guys, this is what I mean. Looney left. And wait a minute. Hold up. You know what else they crazy about? Oh, shoot, what's this?
Apparently the Biden administration thinks being soft on crime is funny. And the growing list of victims who suffered for it are the butt of the joke. At least that's how it sounded when Jen Psaki laughed off the lax crime policies that have led to the victimization and even death of countless people from New York City to Los Angeles and just about every Democrat stronghold in between. Because to her, these faces are a joke. They're expendable. They're nothing but a chance to mock a news network she doesn't like to protect a political party that doesn't care. So for the rest of you, who maybe don't think that a kid's bloody body is just a pile of chuckles, here's what soft on crime means, because it's real and it kills.
Woo-wee! Now you know who this is, y'all.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. I got a crush on you. Never really mattered too much to me. Yeah, it's Britney, y'all. That you were just too darn old for me. That's right, taking y'all back to Ready for the World. And all that really mattered was you're my girlfriend. That's right. She's about to school them on something that these smart, dumb people don't understand. If you are soft on crime, crime will go up. That's how smart they are. As they look at us as these folks, they're not enlightened. They don't understand. We do understand one thing. Stop punishing criminals, crime will go up.
If you look at Fox on a daily basis, I mean, do you remember the four boxes that we had on all the TVs, right, which is on my TV right now?
So right now, just to give you a sense, the CNN, Pentagon, as many as 8,500 U.S. troops on heightened alert, okay, true. Same on MSNBC. CNBC is doing their own thing about the market. And then on Fox is Jeanine Pirro talking about soft on crime consequences. I mean, what does that even mean, right? So there's an alternate universe on some coverage. What's scary about it is a lot of people watch that.
There you go. A lot of you idiots watch that. A lot of you unlearned, unintelligent folks out there that's running for your lives in those raggedy Democrat-ran cities. You watch that, and you can't relate. What you should be worried about is Ukraine. Yeah, not the bullets flying around in Chicago in your neighborhood. No, those are irrelevant, okay? You shouldn't be worried about the bullet wound in your side as blood squirts out. You should be worried about when you get 50-something and your prostate needs to be examined. Don't deal with the immediate need right now. No, forget that mess. Worry about something that ain't got nothing to do with you, that is not a part of the immediate threat or your needs right now. So here she is belittling all of the stuff that these folks go through as she's sitting in that nice cushiony place. I would love to grab Raggedy by the top of that rag mop and drop her off right in the middle of East St. Louis for a couple of days and see what she worries about. I wonder how her priorities would be realigned immediately. You think she would be there while the brothers are circling her, talking about Ukraine? That's right. I know you guys are looking at me like you want to rob me and perhaps even worse. But did you know over in Ukraine right now there's troops lining up on the border of the... No? You don't care about that? I see. Well, what about the stock market? No? Okay. All right. This isn't going to end well? No, it's not. So here's Raggedy Patty belittling that. That's right, y'all. These are the things we should be worried about, and Fox is bringing it up because they're just using propaganda. Okay.
Hilarious. What's soft on crime? That's not in my giant binder of bullcrap talking points. Soft on crime means a 16-year-old aspiring rapper named Cameron Williams, who's been charged with shooting a cop and who's now out on bond, despite having been gotten caught twice now with illegally possessing a firearm. He has also been charged with assault after getting into a fight with 27-year-old NYPD officer Kasim Tennant and shooting him when the handgun in Williams' pocket went off during the scuffle. But instead of being held for being a dangerous, violent criminal walking around with illegal guns, he posted his $250,000 bond and left the juvenile detention facility around 7 p.m. on Friday. His lawyer says that while he waits for his day in court, he'll get back to his life and focus on his music. Another felon, 23-year-old Jetron Rodsong, was out on bond after having been charged with resisting or obstructing officers, bailed.
Is Raggedy listening to this? This is what soft on crime looks like, Raggedy. These are real lives. These are folks dealing with the issues you ain't even got to worry about as you sit back smugly, mocking, laughing, chuckling, downplaying, as you try to elevate something that is thousands of miles away and got nothing to do with the people here. And yet, you downplay that mess. You want all of those folks that done lost their jobs, all of those folks that were forced off their jobs because they didn't have this. You want all of those mothers and parents and fathers and little kids in these raggedy S-hole cities ran by Democrats to care about that stupid stuff versus the everyday life issues that they have to face. And you wonder why folks are walking away from the Democrat Party. You wonder why we see them as the out-of-touch party, the elite party. They're no longer the party for the working man. No, they're not the party. They are the elite, self-serving, globalist, communist, fascist party. That's what they are. So let's finish hearing about Brittany Schoolher with this is how crime looks. This is what it looks like when you're soft on crime. Kick it, Brittany.
Jumping, driving or operating a vehicle without the owner's consent, and drug possession when he shot and wounded a Milwaukee cop on Thursday. 26-year-old Herbert Davis was just responding to a call about a potentially sick or injured person when he found this guy slumped over the wheel of a car. The felon then tried to flee the vehicle and shot Davis in the process. For 16-year-old Diamond Alvarez, a Houston teen who died after being shot 22 times in the back by her 17-year-old boyfriend while she was out walking her dog. He walked out of jail Wednesday after posting a $250,000 bond and having spent exactly 2 days in jail.
There you go, Raggedy. Just in case you don't understand what soft on crime looks like, That man shot someone 22 times. Posted bail, $250,000. Where'd he get that? Where'd he get that? And then he's at the crib. Do you understand if I was a full-blown murderer like this? Now, I don't know what provisions they set up. I don't know if they got the little ankle bracelet. But if you just shot somebody 22 times, you already know I'm going to the big house when I go to court. So at this point, I ain't got nothing to lose. I'm bouncing. I would be heading to the nearest border so quick, trying to reverse this illegal immigration that's going on in our country by saying, let me come over there and become a murderer in Mexico. Let me come over there. Mm-hmm. So now, that man, along with all these other people, that she is dropping case by case, that's what being soft on crime results in. But let's continue because Raggedy needs to be schooled. She's so smart, she's dumb.
A man indicted for tampering with evidence in a mass shooting in Texas last June has also been released on bond. 18-year-old Jeremiah Tabb walked out of jail last Thursday with an ankle monitor. Despite having reportedly tried to dispose of the gun, the shooter used to kill one and wound 14 others on a shooting on 6th Street. A 40-year-old Texas woman named LaVilla Spry was released on bond last week after allegedly hitting and killing Sergeant Ramon Gutierrez with her car before fleeing the scene. She has been charged with intoxication manslaughter of a peace officer, failure to stop and render aid resulting in death, and evading in a motor vehicle.
So I'm sure she's sitting there rotting in jail like all those people on January 6th, right? Any thoughts? You think that's what's happening to them? You think they're in there with the guy with the horns, not getting trials, just posted up in there? Like, well, I guess I'm here to stay. No. These soft on crime DAs in these S-hole cities ran by Democrats are letting these crooks back out on the street. Some of them, they're letting out after they commit the crime, and others, they let out, which resulted in them committing the crimes. Either way you cut it, soft on crime.
But she bonded out on $275,000 on Wednesday. A shocking rise in violent crime across America's cities is leaving a string of dead cops and kids in its wake. While woke politicians and bureaucrats implement policies to downgrade certain crimes, lessen sentences, and instruct prosecutors not to seek prison time for many offenses. Soft on crime is when California passes a law in 2014 that downgrades thefts of less than $950 to misdemeanors and then rarely arrests the thieves. And now gangs of criminals smash and loot high-end stores in San Francisco and raid trains for Amazon deliveries in L.A. Because why not? Soft on crime is when 24-year-old Brianna Kupfer was stabbed to death for no reason at all while working at a department store in L.A. by Sean Laval Smith, who'd been arrested for theft but got out on a ticket in October because California politicians don't care about robbery anymore.
Any thoughts? Maybe Raggedy needs a lesson. Maybe I should treat her like a puppy that don't understand what pee and poop is on the floor. You grab them by the back of that neck and you shove that nose right in that dookie and say, this is what dookie looks like. You don't want to play in this, do you? So why are you leaving it out here for me to have to step in? If you don't want it in your face, if you don't want it up your nostrils, if you don't want it all over you, why are you downplaying it? Why are you laughing at the folks that's out there dealing with these issues? So maybe grab Raggedy Patty by the back of that neck, take her to the hood, and stick her nose in the crime. Yeah, you want to see what it looks like? This is what it looks like. Rubber nose in it. Maybe Raggedy needs to be out shopping, buying some Gucci and all of that stuff with all of that money she gets being the press secretary. And have about 60 to 80 young adults come busting in, push her down, start grabbing stuff, and run out. Maybe she'll wake up and get an epiphany of how dumb and insulting those statements are. But probably not. Let's finish here, Brittany, y'all.
He then went out and stabbed this poor girl to death because some people are just hateful and violent.
Here you go. Dude in jail. Let him out. And then he goes and stabs someone. My question is, who's really responsible for that girl getting stabbed? Who's really responsible for all of the victims in the U.S. of illegal immigrants that come over here and rush to sanctuary cities, who get busted for one or two or three, sometimes four crimes, let out only to go out and kill somebody, who've been caught drunk driving multiple times in an S-hole city, ran by Democrats, but instead of bringing that spotlight and shining it on some of the results of having illegal immigration be winked at, they just sweep it under the rug. We don't want to go ahead and shed light on this crap, so just send that person right back out there. A couple of days later, what? They got drunk again and killed two people? Oh, man. No, they didn't do it. You did it. You softcore, jellyback, sold out, bought and paid for DA, who for whatever reason thought it was more important to bring in illegal immigrants or to let these black folks go or let other white people, they let now. They ain't sitting back going, you know what? Eh. So by them trying to push these Marxist dividing the country, critical race theory, all of these tactics that they're using, they're not making black people better. They ain't making Latinos better. No. And you're definitely not making the victims of all of these people who you're soft on crime for better. As you get on TV with your big red mop on top of your head, talking about some darn Ukraine and a stock market, and then Judge Jeanine is talking about we're soft on crime. I mean, what does that even mean? That's what it means.
A few weeks before, a 14-year-old girl was killed by a stray bullet from a police officer who was trying to stop a guy who had just assaulted a 70-year-old woman with a bike lock. Remember Daryl Brooks, who killed six people and injured dozens more after mowing down a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin in November? He'd been out of jail for five whole days on a $1,000 cash bail after reportedly running over a woman with an SUV.
So let me understand this. That dude with those ugly dreads, that dude who's out there looking like Russell Simmons' brother, who tried to hang on to the dreads and the open stadium at the same time. That dude right there looking like the Predator had the nerve to be in jail for hitting someone with his vehicle and let out. Only to do what? Hit a whole bunch of people with his vehicle.
Same SUV he then used to plow through a parade and kill half a dozen people, including 8-year-old Jackson Sparks, and injured 60 more, including 18 kids.
And you know why these people are able to get on TV and say stupid stuff like Raggedy Patty did? It's because they don't have any family members that are victims of this. See, if that was her nephew, somebody like that, she would have a fit. If Raggedy Patty or Nancy Pelosi's grandkids was victims of this type of stuff, they would want the book thrown at all these people. They also don't have a real background of how things work in these S-hole cities that they govern. See, they weren't brought up in these cities. These are folks that are the definition of privilege as they sit back and call everybody else that ain't black or a minority someone that has white privilege. Well, if Raggedy Patty grew up in the hood, she would understand that the people who's victims of all of this crime, they're not thinking about Ukraine. See, Nancy Pelosi would understand that. All of these Democrats would understand the priority of folks who are victims of all of this rise in crime. But because they can't relate and they use black folks and other minorities for political gain as political footballs, they don't care what goes on in those neighborhoods. They don't care about the businesses that are getting shut down because of the rise in crime. See, they ain't got stuff. They don't shop there. They ain't got family members that live there. So, hey, you guys solve that on your own. Just burns me up. Let's go.
And on Fox is Jeanine Pirro talking about soft on crime consequences. I mean,
what does that even mean?
Yep, that's what she sounds like. Sounds like off of old school when my man took that dart to the neck. And drugs kicked in and he starts sounding crazy. That's how she sounds. She sounds crazy.
You're crazy, man. I like you, but you're crazy, man. Huh? Is that bad? What does that even mean?
What does it mean? Well, Michael knows. Could you help us out? Maybe Raggedy Patty is too smart to understand what that means. Here we go.
New York Times article just came out about the crime surge that we're dealing with right now all throughout American cities. Crime is going through the roof. And the New York, they just can't understand why. The left last year defunded the police, tried to abolish the police in some cases, let criminals off the hook for their crimes, let a lot of criminals out of jail, and said that they wouldn't enforce the law.
That'll do it.
And now crime is going up. It's a real head scratch. I can't, maybe it's something about the virus.
I don't know, Michael. I'm flabbergasted. I'm perplexed. I'm dumbfounded. Yeah, I'm discombobulated. That's right. This right here is an anomaly. That's what it is. I'm sitting there scratching my dome. It's a conundrum. That's what it is. How in the world did crime go up when we tried to solve crime by removing police officers and consequences? I don't get it. Maybe Michael can help us out because we're both scratching our domes.
I don't know. Maybe that's a symptom of COVID, is people get more violent. So the New York Times can't make sense of this. The closest they get is they say, quote, the fallout from the 2020 racial justice protests and riots could have contributed to the murder spike. Police officers.
No. See, Michael, I'm going to help New York Times out. It wasn't the fallout of the riots because of racial engine. No, it was the fallout of the Democrats encouraging those riots, belittling the consequences, making excuses, bailing them out, giving them the license to ill, and in some cases, a license to kill. Yes. Making excuses for them, sitting back saying mostly peaceful protests, and all of that. Now, here's what's crazy, y'all. I think my feed cut off on Facebook. Now I only got one person watching. That's crazy. I mean, on YouTube, rather. But anyway. That's what it comes down to. That's why the crime went up. It wasn't just a spontaneous, natural occurrence in regards to all of the violence and those riots. No, that was not organic. It was planned. Those pallets that showed up, those people that randomly just got bussed in to cities they didn't even live in. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Let's continue, though.
Scared of being caught in the next viral video, may have pulled back on proactive anti-violence practices.
You think so? Because I already told you, if I was a police officer in a Democrat-ran city, you would see me doing this. Car 15, we got a 921 or whatever over there in the hood. And I would be like, I'm tied up. What are you doing? Oh, all kind of stuff. Like what? Woo! It's crazy down here. That's what you would get. And then turned it off. Anyway, man, so we getting together and playing some dominoes later on tonight as we sit under a bridge drinking coffee and eating donuts. When you see a cop that goes out and tries to save a black girl's life, and before the news even gets any details, he watches it and he's like, what? I mean, I'm a racist. That chick was about to stab another black kid. And now I'm watching CNN, MSNBC, and all of them as they sit back and call me some type of white nationalist and murderer. So why would you? Why would you want to put your life in danger when out in San Francisco, you know you can snag all these folks that just ripped off all of this stuff and they'll be out tomorrow to do it again? Let's continue because we're about to.
Guess every word there is English, but when you put it all together,